Hey, everybody. I'm C.
I'm Jen.
And you're listening to Tom Ditton Baobab.
Welcome back to Tom Ditton Baobab, the New York Times Spelling Bee inspired podcast that's all about words, word games, and the word nerds who love them.
Jen, last episode we left people with a bit of a cliffhanger and the promise of something extra wild this week.
That's right, we did, and we plan to deliver. How are we going to do that, C?
We're making this whole episode one big wild card.
Because our special guest cannot be contained in a 15-minute segment. He is large. Not. He contains multitudes. He is the one, the only, William Shun.
Woohoo! Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hello. Hi.
We're so glad to have you back.
It's always good to be here. I love being on the show.
Oh, thank you.
We love having you.
I love the show.
Oh.
You and our moms.
Well, we use you every day and talk about you constantly. So. But Jen, why don't you introduce Bill first?
I would love to do that. William Shun, Bill, for those of you who don't know, is a writer, programmer, and puzzler. He is the Hugo and Nebula Award-nominated author of the novella Inclination, which has recently been released in paperback edition. You can find it anywhere that you get your books or ebooks. He is also the author of The Accidental Terrorist, Confessions of a Reluctant Missionary, as well as numerous short stories and poems. He is the creator of the word game Tylogram. And last but certainly not least, he is the creator of the best spelling bee hints and history tool out there, Spelling Bee Solver.
Thank you so much.
All you, Bill.
So, Bill, what have you been up to since we talked to you last? It's been like a year, right?
It has been a year. It's been way too long, and I've been doing way too many, and at the same time, not enough things. I've been working sort of in the background on a short story collection. Otherwise, I've been working on different enhancements to the Spelling Bee Solver website, most of which aren't visible yet. I'm hoping to roll out some more cool features in the next few months.
Oh,
it's been a while since I've added anything that was really visible to the website, and I want to get a couple of new things.
Wait.
Not going to say what they are yet.
I was going to say no preview?
No preview.
Except
I will say that the last major update I made was probably adding debut words to the to the tally.
Right.
And so it'll be something, you know, something interesting along those lines.
All right. I'm looking
forward
to it.
Yeah, you're going to have to give us a heads up of when it's going to happen.
Will do. And other than that, I've just been strengthening the back end of the website because traffic continues to go up and up. And there had been some days last year where the server went down or would drag and I'd get a lot of unhappy emails. So hopefully those days are past us.
Well, I start every day by looking at your website, you know, just to get some sense of like, what kind of bee am I in for today? And I have never had a problem. So I don't know what those people who are emailing you were doing.
I'm glad to hear that. They're obviously doing something wrong.
Yes.
I think what they're doing wrong is they're not being grateful to you, who is doing all of this out of the goodness of your heart.
Well, thank you.
Why do you think the traffic's going up?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think maybe just because Spelling Bee Solver, well, you say it's the best Spelling Bee helper website out there.
And, it is.
And I would think that has something to do with it. The more people that find it and link to it, the higher it goes in the Google search results. I think that has something to do with it. And I think it's also that more and more people have come to the New York Times games.
Yeah.
As they add more and more games.
Yeah, that's interesting. There's a couple of things I'm thinking about from that. One, you know, the New York Times had just unveiled Spelling Bee Buddy when we talked to you last time. And, you know, you'd think, oh, they have something that is built in that would get a lot of the traffic. But it sounds like most people feel like we do and find Spelling Bee Buddy annoying and are going to you.
Well, I hope that's the case.
Yeah. Have you heard anything? Like, do you have any sense?
No one really tells me anything about whether they use Spelling Bee Buddy or not. Every once in a while, I do get someone who's confused, and I think they're trying to use Spelling Bee Buddy, and they end up at my site somehow.
That's great.
Yeah, I've had people sign up for the Patreon. You can, you know, pay $5 a month and use Spelling Bee Solver without ads. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will send me, will sign up, and then they'll send me questions like, okay, how do I get to the hints from here? How do I get there from my puzzle? And I think they're just confused. I've issued a few refunds because it was clear that people really did not understand what they were signing up for. Well, and I think that's probably, that's got to be the New York Times' fault, right?
Completely. Yeah. I mean, the New York Times is missing such a huge opportunity, Bill, in not buying you out for millions of dollars. Like, seriously.
Well, from your mouth to their ears.
I don't get it. Like, why would they spend all this money to make Spelling Bee Buddy, which is so inferior? And yeah, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yep. But, you know, as Spelling Bee players, we spend most of our time wondering just what the heck they're thinking.
That's true.
Puzzle headquarters.
So I'm wondering what you guys think. Spelling Bee, for me, I assume this is true for everybody. It still is at the top of my games, like when I pull up the app. Mm-hmm. But I feel like Wordle, of course, and now Connections. Like, everybody seems to love Connections and talks about Connections, and they're faster games, so I get that.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting to me, like, are they still super invested in Spelling Bee? Is Spelling Bee just as popular? And I would have thought no, but now what you're saying, Bill, makes me think, yeah, people are still out there doing the Spelling Bee.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Everything that I see from my traffic numbers would indicate that. Obviously, I don't have any insights into traffic for the Times puzzles themselves. But from what I can tell from outside that black box, yeah, people still play Spelling Bee and they play it a lot and still get very fanatical about it.
Yeah. And I will tell you anecdotally from having, and Bill, you might have your own anecdotes about this because you're in New York. The last few times I've been in New York on the subway, I've seen people playing Spelling Bee, and I haven't seen them playing other games. So I'm basing my assessment on that.
I see people playing Spelling Bee frequently also, and I wish I had a card at moments like a business card I could hand to them.
I just said that to Cecilia. You know what, Bill? You know what I'm going to do? I'm making all of us cards.
No. Okay, Bill, you know what I do when I see people play? And this is what I've suggested to Jen, and actually it would work for you too.
What?
Is that as soon as I see people playing, like if I'm at a show or something before, I start talking to whoever I'm with about this awesome podcast I heard about. And, you know, you can talk about, oh, you know, if you want to solve the Spelling Bee, have you checked out this site?
Cecilia's approach is very passive aggressive.
Well, I like it. The only problem for me is when I'm on the subway, I'm usually by myself. So I'd either have to pretend to be on my phone or I just have to pretend to be, you know, another crazy person on the subway talking to themselves.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would notice.
Not too much. I mean,
probably not. Probably not.
I think cards are the way to go.
Maybe. Do you play the other games, Bill?
I do. Occasionally, I will try Letterboxd or Tiles, but every day I play Wordle and Connections, and I do the mini crossword and the crossword both every day.
All right. How are you feeling about Connections? What's your thoughts?
Well, I like Connections, but I don't love it. You know, I think there's a problem with it. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched the British game show Only Connect?
No,
which, I haven't either.
Oh, and are you aware that it's that one of the rounds in Only Connect is very similar to Connections?
No.
There was a lot of talk on the web when Connections first came out about just how it was a ripoff of Only Connect. The thing with Only Connect is when people are taking that grid, or there's two teams that are competing against each other. But when people take the grid and try to make groups out of it, they have to specify not just what the members of the group are. Well, they group the words and they have to say what the connection is. And that's always been what's missing for me in the Times puzzle.
Right.
Because you get down to the last row and, you know, there's four squares mm-hmm. left, you know they go together, right. even if you don't know why.
Yeah.
So it would be, I don't know how in the world they would do this, but I feel like it would be a better puzzle if you could get more points for specifying what the connection actually is.
Right. I hear you.
Yeah. But other than that, you know, it's fun. It's diverting. Sometimes it's really hard. And on other days, I just sail through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely part of my, like, both like and dislike about it, that sometimes I feel like that was a tortured connection.
But here's a question I have for you. How do you like the facelift that the games app just got?
Wait, I don't even think I noticed it. What happened?
It's just they changed the layout on the home screen and all the icons down at the bottom and just made everything very cutesy.
Oh.
You know, I don't think I have that yet because it probably didn't update.
Or because New York Times doesn't like Cecilia and she never gets the new stuff right away.
Oh. Never.
I have to tell you, I haven't seen it because I always play online. I don't actually play through the app because I feel like it looks weird to begin with. But that is very interesting. And I already don't like it based on your description.
I just find it became much harder to navigate between different puzzles and to go into the crossword archive, because I don't just play the new crossword puzzle. I've been slowly working backwards through the old crosswords, and I'm back into, I don't know, 2012 or something like that. And it's harder to get to the archive. Yeah. It's harder to do everything I like to do in the New York Times Games app.
So, Bill, I already talked about this on the show, but do you know that everything has different times in terms of when they time out?
Yes.
Which is real annoying for me, especially for the Sudoku, because that's the stupidest, weirdest one, right? So you knew this. And like, what do you think the thought is?
Well, now I'm not sure I know what you mean by timing out.
Oh, okay. So Sudoku, uniquely, is a new game at 10 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Except for on Sunday when it's 6 o'clock Eastern.
Okay. That's what I thought you meant. That's the same time that the crossword puzzles come out. Mm-hmm. And then Spelling Bee comes out 3 a.m. Eastern.
Right. And Connection seems to be staggered. Available till midnight.
Wordle is midnight.
Connections and Wordle seem like they're midnight based on your own time zone, though? I'm not sure.
Interesting. That,
which makes it different. I don't know. I haven't quite got a handle on that, but I think it is strange that all those puzzles come out at different times.
Yeah, and Sudoku specifically, I'm like, why not let us do old ones?
Yeah. There's no archive for it?
No. You can only do the day that you're on. And so I kept getting timed out, like, because I didn't want to do the next day I usually was doing them after 10 o'clock at night. But then, like, I had this thing like, I don't want to do tomorrow's. What if I want to do it tomorrow at some point?
Cecilia has been upset about this for quite a while. So
I was.
It makes sense to me. It makes sense.
You were validated. All right.
You'd like to be able to catch up on what you missed.
All right. And how about Strands? What do you think about Strands?
Oh, I haven't done it yet because it's not in the app.
Right.
That one's only available on the web, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We did it. We previewed it.
I'll have to try it.
We talked about that on the show too. So give it a try and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And we'll do.
Just know that when we first did it, we had no idea what we were doing.
And that has been true with anyone I've been with who's tried to do it. But it's not difficult, but it's weird.
So there are a couple of other things that we wanted to talk to you about, Bill. While we're talking about online stuff, I wanted to ask you specifically about Twitter X, because...
Is that what we call it now? Twitter X?
That's what I call it, because I cannot bring myself to just call it X. You know, the site formerly known as Twitter.
Yes.
And I think, Bill, because you seemed pretty resolved that you were going to stay on, and... Then I saw some post where you said that you were going to be on it less. So where did you land with that?
I landed on I'm on it much less.
Okay.
I just don't find Twitter to be a very hospitable place anymore. And, you know, I hate to say it, but that kind of also goes for the Spelling Bee community there. I mean, it's not that they're not friendly at all, and and people there are having a great time. And I dip into the conversations and I look at what's going on, but I hardly ever participate unless someone asks me a direct question on Twitter, because I feel like everybody seems to have talked about everything they could probably or possibly talk about related to the spelling bee, and now it's just a recitation every day of how much Sam is letting them down every day and how much Sam is a terrible person because he never responds to their emails and, you know, how Sam is trolling us every day. And I just, you know, as a puzzle maker myself, having been working on Tilegram now for almost three years, we're coming up on the third anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I know what goes into making a puzzle and, you know, I know how busy Sam is between that and all the other things he did. And if, you know, if he spent time replying to everybody's complaints, like people seem to expect that he should, he'd never get any work done.
Yeah.
Do people complain about the connections person? Like, do people complain about her? Do people complain about the Wordle person?
I have not seen, I'm not involved in connections Twitter or Wordle Twitter. So I haven't seen that, but maybe they do. I bet they do. I bet on a day that's got an especially hard word, I bet they do. There was one a couple of days ago where I got three of the letters right off the bat, I feel like. And I didn't solve it until the sixth row.
I hate those.
And those days are the worst. And I'm sure people just get up in arms on those days. They have to.
What are you going
to
do? I mean,
but that's part of, Wordle. That's why I hate Wordle. But
exactly. The way it's interesting, Bill, that is the case for Twitter, because we never use Twitter anymore for this. And I still have my personal account. We've mainly been now on Facebook with the bee community, and there it's very dangerous to say anything negative about Sam or the puzzle.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like people will jump on you for being mean to Sam.
Well, people are very nice in that group in general, don't you think?
That not about spoilers. They are cutthroat about spoilers. Like, no joke. Somebody once posted a picture of Crab Rangoon, because Rangoon is not included in the spelling bee. They didn't see the word. They just posted the picture of it. And somebody flagged it as a spoiler because it could lead you to an association through thinking about the word Rangoon to a word that was in the puzzle.
Goon?
Yeah,
oh, like Rang.
That is how, I mean, I don't, you know, whatever word Rang. It was, but that is an actual example of something that happened where
that's amazing.
The person got flagged for it. So
I love it. I love it. I can relate to that a little bit, because when I was first posting on Twitter from the BeSolved account, I did try to do some policing of spoilers and things like that. And that got a lot of people's backup. And you know, I was still doing a little bit of it. If someone tagged me in a post that had a spoiler in it, I'd kind of privately message them and say, hey, could you take that down or just not mention my handle in it?
Yeah. I totally get that.
I don't do that anymore. And it was not just spoilers, though. I was, you know, if someone posted a word that could have been in the puzzle, but was a compound word and one or both of the parts of the compound were in the puzzle.
Right.
You know,
I think that is fair.
So how do you interact with people now? Like, if you've been because we have that problem, I guess Jen's been on Facebook, but you know, I won't go anywhere near Twitter because he's evil. You know, how are you interacting with the hive mind? And is that impacted, you know, your you said traffic's up, but you know, has it been a problem for you?
I don't think it's been a problem for me. The one instance that, to answer your first question first, I don't interact much on Twitter or anywhere else anymore.
Yeah.
If someone emails me, I try to respond as quickly as possible because sometimes they're alerting me to what might be a problem with the website.
Right.
But in general, I just try to be very responsive online. And on Twitter, if I'm asked a question also, I'll try to do some research and answer a question. But if I were actually on Twitter or maybe on the message boards at the New York Times or things like that, I might see problems with my site sooner than I find out about them. Like last December, December 2nd, when they added a word during the middle of the day.
We wanted to ask you about that.
Oh, yeah.
So what happened?
Well, apparently they released a puzzle that morning and it was supposed to contain a word that was not actually programmed into the game.
Ah.
And when they published the hints on the Times website or in Spelling Bee Buddy or wherever they do that, there was a word there that no one could find.
Oh, and this was the day where I kept putting that word in. I totally remember this.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a very easy word too.
Do you remember what the word was?
Was it like weenie or something? It was easy.
It was hamachi.
Hamachi. Oh, right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And so the Times hints were saying there's an H word or a word that starts with H-A that's in the puzzle. And there wasn't even anything in the puzzle that started with H. So sometime during the day, they pushed out an update to the puzzle that did include hamachi.
Right.
And at that point, suddenly my website was wrong.
Right.
I had the wrong answers up there because I had posted based on what was actually in the puzzle.
Sure.
So I didn't have hamachi included. And maybe an hour or two after they put out the update, someone emailed me to tell me what was going on on the comment boards and what had happened. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was very good. And I was able to get Spelling Bee Solver fixed so that it matched what the new puzzle said. And I added a little note. But those are the sorts of things I'm really worried about missing because I'm not just not involved. I'm busy enough. I can't spend that much time monitoring what's going on everywhere.
Sure. Which is reasonable.
As much as I'd like to.
It's just totally reasonable. Why do you say, so my question about that is, why do you think they chose to update the puzzle rather than update the clues? Because it seems like it would have been less disruptive to just change the clues.
Yeah, I think it would have. Because all of a sudden, people had Queen Bee early in the day.
And then they didn't.
And if they went back and checked the puzzle in the evening, they didn't.
Right.
Yeah. And I had to answer a couple more email questions from people who wanted to know why they weren't Queen Bee anymore.
You said, well, you know, your reign just wasn't that good.
I don't know. I feel like it's something along the lines of they're like the Catholic Church and the Pope is supposed to be infallible. And so they made a pronouncement and it was wrong. So rather than saying it was wrong, they had to fix the world around the pronouncement.
Which is usually a bad decision.
Yes.
So speaking of words, I really like the word hamachi, and I remember being annoyed about it when it turned out it was there, but it wasn't there when I put it in.
Yes.
Do you have other words recently? I have one that I'm obsessed with, but do you have any that you have been into or not been into in terms of debut or suddenly disallowed words recently?
I don't remember anything that was suddenly disallowed. There were a couple of missed opportunities that bothered me. One was, I learned a really cool word on, what was it, Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
The puzzle, I forget what the pangram was that day, but one of the words that was not allowed in the puzzle was dilutee.
Ooh.
Ah.
As in something that is diluted.
Ah.
And I looked it up. And it turns out dilutee is kind of a derogatory term for an unskilled worker that a company brings in to take the job of a skilled worker and thereby bringing, you know, the whole quality of the process down.
That's my company's whole raison d'etre.
Yes. My girlfriend's company also.
Maybe we work for the same company.
That's probably happening across the board.
Wow. Oh my God.
That was a cool
that
one.
Is,
and
yeah,
I also on March 10th, I wanted pipeful to be a word.
Yes.
And
yes.
It wasn't.
I didn't know why it wasn't because that was in the dictionary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I always want everything full to be in the puzzle and it never is full of those words.
It's one of those suffixes you can put on just about anything.
Yeah.
And it works.
Exactly.
Yep.
How do you feel about micro mini?
To me, it's kind of a weird one, but it's in the dictionary. I like it. I think it's exotic.
It's in some dictionaries as one word, most not.
Well, it's
and
in
it's ridiculous.
When I say it's in the dictionary, it's in Merriam-Webster.
Yes,
it is
so
in Merriam-Webster.
Mostly where yeah. I look because I know that that's something that Sam refers to
sometimes.
Sometimes
I'm yes. generally against micro mini as a thing. I don't know if I'm against it as a word,
ridiculous.
But I often find that if you're wearing a micro mini, like you might as well just not wear anything.
There you go.
Which apparently is a thing.
There you go.
I would be so worried that I'd be just like walking around with my butt hanging out all the time.
Yeah. You would definitely not want to get stranded on the throughway in a micro mini.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
I like throughway. I thought that was very like straightforward and people seemed annoyed by that. I didn't know why.
They did. I think people were also annoyed that if throughway is allowed spelled like that, then why can't you spell through THRU?
That
I agreed with that too.
That's legitimate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Legit.
Which did count.
Good point.
All right. So Bill, last time you were on, you told us about some new games that I have loved. My son plays the Alpha Bear almost every day. So thank
oh,
you
great.
For that.
You're welcome.
And I play Type Shift almost every day. So thank you for that. Anything new that we should be aware of?
I haven't played any other word games other than what's in the Times app.
You've just
honestly.
Been too busy with all the new Times games.
Too busy doing that and thinking of enhancements for the website and looking up obscure questions about spelling bee statistics for people who ask.
That's great. That's absolutely great.
I think you need an assistant.
I probably could use an intern,
but
unfortunately it would be an unpaid position.
Well, I think that's what interns do.
I guess so.
Well, yeah, I think you're not supposed to have unpaid interns anymore.
Wait,
but,
really?
Yeah, but
really? How can people, you really think people pay now? Like if they work at all the places that we worked for free?
I think that it is a complicated thing and that a lot of people.
I just have kids who might be getting internships and I'm curious if that's they should expect to get paid. That would be nice.
They should. I don't know. But I think in Bill's case that people would jump at the chance to do this. So if anybody who is listening would like to be Bill's unpaid intern, you will be repaid in spelling bee knowledge.
Spelling bee knowledge, exactly.
Status.
Exactly.
And all kinds of other good non-material things.
Yes, you might get access to the grand spelling bee database. Ooh. So you could answer questions like, hey, I noticed today that there are no words in the puzzle that start with the center letter. How many times has that happened?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah, it turns out the answer is 68 times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually way more than I would expect.
It is. It surprised me and it surprised the person who emailed me to ask the question.
That's interesting that people would think to email you and ask you questions.
Yeah, some people have learned that with the database I have of Spelling Bee knowledge, mm-hmm. they can use me as a resource to satisfy their curiosity on very obscure things. Like someone also once noticed, and I never would have noticed this on my own. This was on Twitter. Someone pointed out, hey, did you realize today, and this was way back in 2021, did you realize today that there are no four-letter words in the puzzle? Yeah. Has this ever happened before? And that became something I now monitor the statistics on. It still has only happened once.
Wow.
Really?
October.
And what kind of puzzle was it?
It was a puzzle with maybe one unusual letter in it, but a very common vowel for the center letter. If you want to play a game, I'll tell you the letters and see if you can get the pangram.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The letters that day, October 18th, 2021. The center letter was I, and the outer letters were B, G, N, O, U, and X.
Obnoxing isn't a word, huh?
It is now.
No boxing with a U. Unboxing.
Very good. Yes. You got Cecilia it right.
Cecilia is always
right
really good at getting pangrams quickly.
Yeah.
I am very notoriously bad
but
at it.
But there's no four letters. That's wait, there, Bing. They didn't count Bing.
No, I don't think he counted Bing.
They did not count
I didn't
Bing.
Count Bing.
Yep. Nope.
He never counts Bing.
That's stupid.
Doesn't count Bing, doesn't count Ting.
Ah. Yep. How weird.
Yeah. Somehow it just turned out no four letter words here in this one.
That is great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I enjoy when people point out things like that to me. I don't usually notice them myself.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
All right, Bill, we've had you here forever. Is there something else you would like to tell us about what you've been doing or things that your many, many fans who are listening should know about?
The one thing that fans should know about is that you can follow Spelling Bee Solver on Twitter or X. I call it Twixer nowadays.
Can we just call it Twix for short?
Sure. I like it. Oh, that's good. But with three X's because it's become a very nasty place these days. So you can follow me on Twitter at BSolved. You can follow me on Mastodon at sbsolver@geekdom.social. And I'm also on Blue Sky at sbsolver.com.
Awesome. Awesome. No Instagram yet?
Not yet, but that may be one of the enhancements that I figure out one of these days.
All right.
I would like to get Spelling Bee Solver going on Instagram, on Threads. I could do
Facebook. TikTok before it gets disallowed?
You know what?
Come on.
I've never looked at TikTok, and I'm a little bit afraid to because I'm very susceptible to things stealing my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. TikTok
we have
is
a
pretty
TikTok,
fun.
We have a TikTok account. We don't post on it very often. And I have to say that I secretly, and not so secretly now that I'm about to say it out loud on the show, I'm hoping that they do ban TikTok because then we won't. Because then we won't have to worry about that app anymore.
Oh my God. TikTok is so fun. You're right. It is a time suck, which is why I also don't look at it very much. But when you do, it's generally happy. So.
By the way, that's Bill, good. When we got our TikTok account, Cecilia was supposed to be in charge of it.
Well, I am, which is
supposed
why we don't
to be
anything.
Being the operative phrase.
Me and social media, not buddies.
Well, what it sounds like is that Cecilia is in charge of making sure that you don't lose a lot of time on TikTok.
There we go. Exactly.
Watchmen.
That's right.
All right, Bill. Jen, did you want to say whatever you
I just
say?
Want to say that if you've never been to Spelling Bee Solver, which frankly is hard to believe, you should go visit Spelling Bee Solver at sbsolver.com. There are daily grids, past puzzles, info on word recurrences, and so much more.
And now you know you can just even email Bill for everything you possibly wanted to know.
Yep. Yep. Email me, become my intern.
Yes. Yep. But if you are a frequent user of his site, or if you become a frequent user of his site, consider contributing a few bucks to help support Bill's totally volunteer work for the Hive Mind.
And we also highly recommend that you visit his Substack, which is shun.substack.com, where he releases essays and stories, and you can get a paid subscription and get even more great writings by Bill. Remember to look for his newly released paperback edition of Inclinations and follow him wherever you can. You don't want to miss Bill.
That would be very sad. I would be sad if you missed me.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you, Bill, so much for coming
Thanks.
Back.
Thanks. It's always fun.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for this episode of Tom Tit and Baobab.
Thanks for being here. We hope you'll do it again next week.
In the meantime, be in touch. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and at least for a little while still on TikTok. And you can always email us at tomtittenbaobab@gmail.com.
We want to know all about the bees you love, bees you hate, words you missed, and words you want to know about. And if you have some questions for us to ask Bill next time he's here, send those our way too.
If you like TNB and never want to miss an episode, subscribe and follow us wherever you get your podcasts.
Better yet, leave a rating or a review. That helps other word nerds and puzzle lovers find our 100% indie podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.